We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov B'Pirchus Eliyahu and Midos Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Sheish Lishachos Hayuva Azara. There were six chambers in the Azara itself. We've spoken about chambers in the Beis Hamoked. We spoke about chambers outside the Azara in the Ezras Nashim. But there were actually six that were in the Azara itself. Shalosh Batzafon, three in the north. Shalosh Badarim, and three in the south. Sheish Batzafon, the ones in the north, starting with the northeast. Corner, Lishkas HaMelach, we'll talk about that, the Lishka of Salt, Lishkas HaParva, we'll see why it's called Lishkas HaParva, and Lishkas HaMadichim, where they would rinse. So the Mishnah explains, Lishkas HaMelach, Shamayu Nostim Melach LaKarban, that's where they would prepare the salt, store the salt for the purpose of the Karbanos, all the Karbanos needed salt, Lishkas HaParva, Shamayu Molchim Oros Kachim, that's where they would salt the hides of the Karbanos. Why was it called Parva? Some claim it's from the word Parim. Sounds like the word Parim, bulls, because that's where they would salt the hides of the bulls. And others claim Parva was the name of a person. He was the person who actually built this Lishka. Va'al Gaga, above the Lishkas, HaParva, in the north of the Azara, HaYabes HaTvila, the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim. That's where the Kohen Gadol would immerse himself on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol, when he switched from Big Day Zahav to Big Day Lavan, Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zahav on Yom Kippur, he had to go to the mikveh. So he went to the mikveh five times. Four of them were on the gag of this Lishkas Beis HaParva in the north of the Azara. The first tefillah, though, was Bechol, was not in the Azara. That was in a different mikveh, which was on top of the Shar HaMayim, which we mentioned in the past. Lishkas HaMadichim, this is the third Lishka in the north. The rinsing, what did they do there? Shashamayu Madichim Kirvei HaKodshim. That's where they would rinse the innards of the Karbanos. Now, we mentioned doing that on the Shulchanos in the north of the Azara. That would be true for most of the intestines, but the keres, one of the particular stomachs, that's where, which had a lot of waste, that's where they would rinse those in the Lishkas, that part of the animal, in the Lishkas HaMadichim. Umisham Misiba Ola Lagag Beis HaParva. And then from the Lishkas HaMadichim, there was a winding staircase that went up to the Gag of the Beis HaParva. Perakei Mishnah, Dalet, the final Mishnah in Maseches Midos. Sheba Darim, what about the three Lishachos chambers in the south of the Azara? Lishkas HaEitz, Lishkas HaGola, Lishkas HaGazis. So we begin with Lishkas HaEitz, the Lishka of the Eitz. What's that? Amar Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, Shachachti Ma Hoysam Shameshes. He, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, we know our author of this Masechta, who was an eyewitness to Bayesheni. He says, you know, I forget what the Lishkas HaEitz was about. That Lishka, that first Lishka we speak about in the south. Abashol Omer, Lishkas Kohen Gadol. He says the Lishkas HaEitz and the Lishkas Kohen Gadol is the same Lishka. And the Gemara in Yoman, after your testament Aleph, says that this Lishka was known as the Lishkas Parhedrin, or Palhedrin, which is mentioned at the beginning of Maseches Yoma, where we say, Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mebeis, Lishkas Parhedrin. The Kohen Gadol had to be sequestered in these for 7 days, in this Lishka, to prepare himself for, not only to make sure that he would not become Tamei, but in order to practice every single day the Avod of Yom Kippur. So for 7 days in advance, he was in this Lishka. This Lishka is the same, says Abashol, as the Lishkas HaEitz, and this was in the south of the Azara. V'hi ha'isa acharei shtehen, and the Mishnah points out that this Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, Lishkas HaEitz, was actually acharei, behind, literally, the Lishkas HaGola and the Lishkas HaGazis, which haven't mentioned just yet, but what it's pointing out is the following. The Lishkas HaGazis, which we'll mention, the Chamber of Hewn Stone where the Sanhedrin sat, that was in the east. Which would mean the southeast. Then you had further west, you had the other Lishachos, and it means that this was the last one. This Lishkas Kohen Gadol was the last one as you went towards the west. Happened to be, just to be aware, the Rambam has a different gersa and claims that when we speak about these six Lishachos, and we mentioned three in the north, three in the south, in previous mission we spoke about the ones in the north, and now we're speaking of the ones in the south, he actually reverses it. He believes that the ones in the previous Mishnah were actually in the south, and the ones in this Mishnah are in the north. But nonetheless, just to be aware of that, we're assuming that the Lishkas HaEitz, which is Lishkas Kohen Gadol, and the Lishkas HaGola, and the Lishkas HaGazis are all in are all in the south, according to this Mishnah. But if you look at some of the illustrations, you'll see the Lishkas Agazis and these other Lishkas were actually in the north. And then the Mishnah says, V'gag Shalashtan Shaveh, the gag of these three Lishkas were the same, or all the same level. Lishkas Hagola, that's the next one, after the Lishkas Ha'etz, was Sham Haya Bor Kavua. There was a cistern of water, Vahagalgal Nasun Olav, there was this pulley, in order to draw water out of that bor. And what purpose did that serve? Umisham Maspikim Maimchal Hazara. This way people had is provided water for anyone in the Hazara. People needed to drink, you needed to cook, many things had to be cooked. So that's what this Lishkas Hagola was about. Why was it called Lishkas Hagola though? Because the Ole Hagola, people who came up from the diaspora, are the ones who actually dug this bor. So therefore we name it after them, Lishkas Hagola. Some say Gola is really from like Galgal, because there was this wheel, there was this pulley. Then the Mishnah says, Lishkas Hagos, this is maybe the famous Lishka that we know, which is in the south, according to this, our Gersa at least. That's where it's called Lishkas Hagos, because they had hewn stones that were square. Shom ha-yisa Sanhedri Gedola shel Yisrael Yoshevas. That's where the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishkas Hagola, in the Lishkas Hagazis rather, Vidana Esakahuna. And they would have to, one of the things they did is they had to judge issues that were related to kashrus of kahuna. Not only Kohanim, but Levim as well. Who is kasher, who has proper yichus? That's one of the many things that they were involved in. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chof Beis says the Lishkas Hagazis was in fact built half in the Kodesh, half in the Azara, half in the holy area, and half in the Chol. And it opened up into both into the Azara facing the Mizbeach, and into the Chol, into outside the area of the Azara. And the Sanhedrin sat in the half that was in the Chol, because they couldn't sit in the Azara. There's only Yeshiva Ba'azara, L'malchei Beis David Bilvat. So they can't sit in the Azara. Therefore, they sat in the half of Lishkas Hagazis that was in the Chol. The Kohen Shinimitz of Absul, if in fact the Sanhedrin found that there was a blemish, blemish means in this regard is in terms of Yichus, in terms of lineage, that this Kohen should not be doing the Avoda. Lovesh Shchorim, Umisatev Shchorim, that Kohen would wear dark clothing, black clothing, and wrap himself in black clothing, v'yotze v'holechlo, and he would leave and go out, go to his house, v'shalonim sub'psul, but it's Sanhedrin, in fact, said that this particular Kohen who liked to serve is kosher, lovesh levon misati levon, he would wear white and wrap himself in white. And according to many, it's just a reference to the fact that he would be able to put on his big day kahuna. Nichnasu mishamish mechav kohanim, and then he would be able to go and serve with his kohanim. Apparently, these are people, maybe there was a suffix, and we needed Sanhedrin to investigate. And in fact, if this person was, we realized there's a psul of Yichus, so he would wear dark, and if not, he would wear white, put on his big day kahuna, and enter and serve with his brothers the Kohanim. The Yom Tov you osin shalolim psul b'zara shal Aaron haKohen. On a day where there was no psul in any Kohen, when the Sanhedrin sat to investigate, so they would make a big party. V'kachayu omrim, and this is what the Kohanim would say, Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu, Shalolim Tzapsu, B'zara Shalara, Uvaruch Hu Shebachar Be'aharon Uvanov La'amod L'shares Lifnei Hashem V'beis Koshei HaKadoshim. It's really based on the Pasuk in Devarim Yudches, where it says, Kivo V'achar Hashem Elokecha Mikol Shvatecha La'amod L'shares B'shem Hashem Uvanov Kol Hayomim. Why do we mention Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim in this Baruch? Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu, you didn't find a psul. Baruch that he chose Aaron and his children, La'amod L'shares L'fnei Hashem, where Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that just means the Beis HaMikdash, in general, not necessarily Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. Suk Maseches Midos.